Johnny, you know what that music say?
Yes, Sir Amos, that music say, good health to all from Rexall, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you the Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn, Tommy Moore, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Freeman Gosden. Now that 1954 is just beginning, it occurred to me how much a person could save in 1 year by going to a Rexall drugstore every time for the household and drug and beauty needs every family needs. And taking advantage of all the Rexall bargains and everything they offer, I can tell you from my own experience that it pays and pays to shop and save at a Rexall family drugstore.
Sunday, but let's go back a few days to the day before New Year's. All of Amos and Andy's friends were talking about their plans for celebrating New Year's Eve, with the exception of Mr. and Mrs. George Stevens. Because of the Kingfisher's financial position, they're looking forward to spending a quiet evening at home. This hasn't set too well with the Kingfisher's wife, Sapphire, and her mother.
Well, George, it's just like it always is. New Year's Eve ain't gonna mean nothing around here.
Yes, right, daughter. We never goes no place. Never has no one over, not nothing.
Now, what is you talking about, Mama? Last year on New Year's Eve, we done had open house for the crowd.
Some open house that was.
Yeah. 25-cent jar of olives and a pint of cooking sherry for 85 people.
Yes, and George, you have the nerve to come in at 8 o'clock ringing a great big bell and yelling, come and get it!
Come and get it, huh? They couldn't even find it.
Well, I tried to keep the festive spirit going. At the stroke of midnight, I spelled out Happy New Year with olive pits.
Even Andy Brown is going out. He's got a new gal, and he's taking her to the big DePeister's New Year's Eve party.
Oh, yes, Sapphire. The gal's name is Consuela Finnington.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the wealthiest gals in the neighborhood. Well, gives me confidence. If a big boob like Andy can get a gal like that, I ought to be able to get a man.
Now, listen, Mama, are you looking for romance at your age? That's like going back to the well after the bottom done fell out of the bucket.
Imagine Andy going to a big society party like that. It's formal. He'll have to rent evening clothes and everything.
Yeah, he will, won't he? You're gonna have to stay. I just thinking here. I got my old tuxedo up in the trunk in the attic. Maybe I could rent that to the boy.
George, that suit must be 20 years old. It's got moth holes in it and everything.
Yeah, but if I think of the right angle, I wouldn't have no trouble. After all, I've been pulling the wool over Andy's eyes for years. Shouldn't be too hard pulling a little unfinished Worcestershire over his shoulders.
Well, I think I'll get into Lodge Hall here and see the Kingfish. He's always got an angle. What is this? Look at the sign they got on the door there. Dress suits for rent. Formal wear for weddings, christenings, wakes, funerals, and other happy occasions. Debumming and couthing up, our specialty. Hey, this is something. I'm looking for a place to rent a dress suit. I better get in here. Hiya, Kingfish.
Oh, hi there, brother Ender.
Say, tell me, Kingfish, is you really in the clothes renting business?
Oh, yes, Ender. I rent suits to all the society playboys. Yeah, Ping Pong Morgan. Cornmeal J. Vanderbilt and Bobo Rockefeller, all them fellas, yeah.
Well, that sounds like a good business. I need a dress suit. You think you got one here to fit me? I takes a snug 48.
Well, this tuxedo I got left, you ain't exactly a snug 48, but it's the same thing.
It is, huh?
Yeah, it's sort of a sloppy 32. Pure material, Andy, or it's the finest English worsted.
Wait a minute, Kingfish. Look at this suit. It's all wrinkled and baggy looking.
Yeah, well, like I say, Andy, the suit was made in England. And, being styled over there on the old side, why, the Englishman's suit must have the proper droop and bagginess. In other words, fashion dictates that an Englishman must look like he is going one way and a suit going the other way.
Yeah, well, this must be an English suit, all right. I see they done overrations one of the elbows here.
Oh, I tell you, Andy, why don't you step in the back there and slip it on? Just take your second. Slip it on there.
Well, okay. I'll be right.
Hurry up now. Hurry up there. Do-de-o-do. Well, I certainly hope that the big dummy falls for this. I hope when he's trying it on, he don't notice the condition of the lapel. Do-de-o-do.
Well, here I is.
Excuse me, sir. May I help you? Oh, it's you, Andy.
Well, of course it's me.
Well, how you like that? For a minute there, I thought you was the Duke of Windsor coming in from the back room there. Yeah, amazing what that suit do for you, son. I almost cussed it to you there. I didn't know who you was.
Well, I want to look good in it, because this gal I was taking is real high class.
Yeah, oh, well, don't worry about that, Annie. She gonna remark about the English drape, and she gonna remark about the form of fit.
Yeah, well, I hope she don't remark about these mildewed lapels.
Oh, Annie, now, wait a minute. I can explain to you about them green lapels.
You can, huh?
Yeah, you see, the last fella that rented the thing was an Englishman at the coronation. Well, he started toasting to the queen with creamed him in highballs. Yeah, about six of them, well, he got a little sloppy there, and he kind of greened up the lapels there a little bit. He started drooling on us there.
Well, I don't know, Kingfish. I don't think this is the right suit.
Now, wait a minute, Andy, listen. I tell you what I'll do. I'll send the thing to the cleaners and have the man reverse the lapels for you. Look just like a brand new suit soon as when he twists them around.
Well, okay. Tell me this, you deliver, I'm going out about 8:00.
Oh, yeah. After the thing is clean and pressed, I'll have it up here by 7:00 ready for you.
Okay, how much is you charging me?
Charging? Now, that's what I'm going to cut it down to. I'm going to cut it down to $25 for the night.
Well, I'll take it. But ain't that awful high?
Yeah, Andy, but don't forget this is an English suit, and when it comes to smooching, that gal would no more think of saying no to you than she would have defined the whole British fleet, you know that? Cleaner didn't do a bad job on this suit. Got it back here at 1:30. Yeah, and they're going to like it. Come in.
How do you do? My name's Harrison. I saw your sign on the door, and I'd like to rent a tuxedo.
A tuxedo?
Huh?
Uh-oh, I forgot to take the sign down. Yeah, well, sorry, mister. I did have one tuxedo left that was for rent, but it's cleaned out now.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. You see, I'm going to a wedding this afternoon. It's New Year's Eve, and every other place seems to be sold out, too.
Yeah, one of those afternoon wedding parties that go on all night, huh?
Well, no. You see, I work at the post office, and I have to leave the party very early.
Yeah, well, how early would you have to leave the thing then?
Well, I go to work at 6:00. I'd have to leave by 5:00 at the latest.
Just one more question, mister. Would you pay $25 for the thing?
Well, I'm desperate. I guess I'd have to.
Fine. You done got yourself a tuxedo suit. Now, you just be sure and get it back here by 6:00.
Well, don't worry about that. If I'm late at the post office, I'd lose my job. But yeah. Why are you so worried about it?
Well, it's sort of a Cinderella story, mister. I'll spare you the details, but if it ain't back this evening, somebody is going to turn my head into a pumpkin. That's what's going to happen.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, one of the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell Rexall drug products. The famous, guaranteed Rexall products, such as nasothricin. Nasothricin is the antibiotic nose drop formula that provides such effective two-way relief from nasal congestion. Not only do nasothricin nose drops open up a stuffy nose, But in addition, the antibiotic action of nasothricin inhibits many bacteria. So for both relief and protection in cases of nasal congestion, I recommend nasothricin nose drops. That's spelled N-A-S-O-T-H-R-I-C-I-N. Rexall nasothricin comes complete with dropper. At Rexall drugstores, everywhere.
Well, it's 5:45. The Harrison ought to be back with a suit any minute. Yeah, I got my hot iron here, ready to hit it a lick sooner you come in here with it. Yeah, well, Andy won't know, hello? George King V. Stevens speaking.
This is Mr. Harrison.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Harrison. I better hurry right up on over here before you lose your job at the post office.
Well, don't worry about that. I had such a good time at the wedding, I called the post office, and they said I could take the night off. We're going on to a nightclub.
Wait a minute, Miss Harrison. What about my suit, though?
Oh, don't worry. I'll pay you whatever extra it is. Good night and Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy. Wait a minute. Hello. 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 Oh, me. Oh, what is I going to do? It's New Year's Eve. And they will never be able to run another tuxedo. And he looking forward to going out with that society gal. He gonna kill me. Yeah, I better get out of town. That's what I gonna do. Yeah, I think this is one New Year's Eve that I better celebrate from the other side of the river. Yeah, I think I'll go down and,
Hi, Kingfish.
Hello there, Brother Andy. Yeah, that's you. Yeah, what are you doing over here?
Well, I thought I'd pick up the tuxedo. You got the thing here?
Well,
Hey, Kingfish, what's the matter with you?
Nothing, Andy. Nothing at all.
Well, then how come your eyeballs is rolling around in their sockets like that? It looks like an earthquake in the Ball Baron factory.
Well, tell you the truth, Andy, it's fear that makes me look this way.
Fear?
Yeah, I've been sitting here worrying about you, my boy. Yeah. Tell me this, is you still planning to go out tonight? New Year's Eve, this terrible night?
Of course I am. What's wrong with New Year's Eve?
Well, Andy, I'm going to tell you something. I just found out that the insurance companies has done made out a survey, and they have discovered that on New Year's Eve, that is the most dangerous night of the year. Matter of fact, to handle the trade, they are thinking of opening all-night mortuaries for that night only.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, now they found out that on New Year's Eve, just that one night of the year, the night that you planned on going out, you see,
yeah.
one out of four, get that in your head,
yeah.
One out of every four people going to meet with a bad accident.
Yeah, well, how come you just worrying about me?
Well, Andy, let's take four people at ransom.
Yeah, go ahead.
I ain't going out. Sapphire ain't going out. But Mama ain't going out. Now that leaves you. And Andy, I can't help. I just can't let you wind up as a big fat statistic on an insurance table. I just can't.
Now, wait a minute here, Kingfish. I ain't going no place dangerous. I'm just going to a party.
Yeah, well, all kind of accidents could happen at a New Year's Eve party, you know.
Good.
Oh, yeah. You could lose your voice singing Auld Lang Syne. Strangle yourself on a confetti streamer. Get a hoof and mouth disease from drinking champagne out of a slipper. Or you...
Listen, Kingfish, I don't care how dangerous it is. Now, Consuela is expecting me to pick her up right now.
Mm.
And I don't care nothing about all these accidents. She's a honey baby doll, and the only thing that's going to be dangerous tonight is me.
Well, I don't guess there's no sense in prolonging the agony here, and I tell you what, I might as well let you know, Andy. Well, Brother Andy, the tuxedo ain't here.
What you mean it ain't here? I paid you $25 and everything. I can't get in the party without no tuxedo.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. Ain't no use getting mad. Now, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. You see, I rented the suit to someone else, and they were supposed to bring it back, but they didn't bring it back. Now, that's the whole thing. Don't get mad with me now.
Well, that's a fine thing. If you rented it to me, why did you rent it to somebody else?
Well, now, that's my privilege, Andy.
What do you mean?
Under the rotating tuxedo law.
Yeah.
that the law reads, the law says that I is allowed to rent a suit to three people in one day, providing I allows a two-hour lapse between customers for what is known in the trade as the V&F.
The V&F?
Yeah, ventilating and fumigating.
Listen, Kingfish, I'm going to tell you something. The only ventilating going on around here is going to be a hole in your head.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get mad with me.
Now, listen. I got that gal up there waiting, and if I stands her up on New Year's Eve, she ain't never going to speak to me again. Now, my chances to nuptialate up with all that money will go right smack out the window.
Well, now, look here. Now, wait a minute. Now, we think of something here. You don't have to be blunt about it, would I? And call her up and kind of soft soap her for a while on the telephone with a little love talk. And then, just at the right second, break the news to a gentleman that you can't get there, you see.
Yeah, well, I don't know what else to do. But this better work, Kingfish.
Yeah, or it's gonna work. Now, don't forget now. Use the flattery and then break it to a gentleman. That's the idea of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? This is Andy, honey.
Andy Brown, where are you? I've been waiting here and you was 15 minutes late.
Well, honey, I just want to tell you that you is the sweetest, most beautiful gal in the world, and the whole thing is off for tonight.
But, Andy, I'm all dressed and waiting.
I just can't help it. I just can't take you.
Andy Brown, I'm never going to speak to you again in life. I'm just not going to. You're a horrible man.
Well, now, hello. 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 Oh, me, Kingfish. When I, Kingfish. Hey. How you like that? He done snuck out while I was talking. Wait till I get a hold of him. I'm gonna ring out the old year and ring in the new with that boy's neck.
Now, here's Harlow Wilcox with a word for everyone who takes vitamins. A word about one of the best balanced vitamin formulas known.
Thank you, Mr. Rexall Druggist. And friends, the word to remember is plenamins. If you want more vitamin value for your money, if you want a properly balanced formula that gives you vitamins aplenty, ask for plenamins. Rexall plenamins provide 10 vitamins, plus 3 important extras. Iron, liver concentrate, and vitamin B12. In fact, plenamins give you more than your minimum daily requirement of all vitamins with known minimums. So you see, when you take plenamins, you get vitamins aplenty. Yet, these guaranteed Rexall multivitamins cost only pennies a day. So friends, don't just say vitamins, say plenamins, P-L-E-N-A-M-I-N-S, at Rexall drugstores everywhere, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Well, that is the problem, Calhoun. Andy's gal busted up with him for standing up on New Year's Eve, and now Andy's out looking for me with a 2x4 in his hand.
The boy's gonna give you one of them nutty pine haircuts, huh?
Tell me this, what was I gonna do, though? If there was just some way that I could get Andy and the gal back together, maybe he'd forgive me.
Yeah, now, that ain't gonna be easy if he stood up on New Year's Eve, but wait a minute, Chair. If this gal went for Andy, she couldn't be very bright, could she?
Well, when it comes to gals, intelligence is one of the last requirements on Andy's list, I would say.
But I was just thinking here. The thing to do is play on this gal's sympathy. Make her think that he done something desperate, and then she'll forgive him.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Now, what is the most desperate thing a man could do, though, to make her feel sorry for him and forgive him?
Let's see. Yeah, how about joining the French Foreign Legion?
Calhoun, that's it.
Yeah.
Make Consuela think that Andy done joined the French Foreign Legion and is going to fight the Arabs.
Yeah, man.
I got an old large hall uniform that ought to pass for the French Foreign Legion uniform.
Yeah.
Got them gold epitaphs on the shoulder there. You know? Yeah. Yeah, I'll have the gal come over to the large hall. Calhoun, this is a great idea.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now, if you'll excuse me, Kingfish, I do to have dinner with my cousin Murgatroyd.
You mean Murgatroyd, that crazy bebop hipster?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a character, all right. Yeah, he's staying with me over at my apartment. And last night he woke me up and he said, Calhoun, I is thirsty. I real thirsty. And I gotta have a glass of water. So I got up and I give him a big tumbler full of water. Old Murgatroyd drank the water, but after he drunk it, he done sat there and ate up the glass.
He ate the glass?
Yeah. And I said, Murgatroyd, I know you was thirsty, but why did you do that? And he said, man, I was hungry too.
Yes, that's what's done happened, Consuela. And the Brown has done joined the French Foreign Legion and is going to fight the Arabs in the Sahara Desert.
Andy joined the Foreign Legion? Mm-hmm. I can't believe it.
Yes, the boy was desperate when you turned him down in that cruel and heartless manner that you used.
Oh, but that's terrible, him doing something like that.
Yes, he joined up this morning. It looks real dashing in his uniform. I tell you. That must be Andy. That's the French Foreign Legion secret knock. Entrez, Monsieur. Well, if it ain't Andy.
Oui, bonsoir and saisy bum.
Well, look here, he's done picked up the language fast, didn't he, Consuela?
Oh, Consuela, I didn't know you was here. I just come over to say off winter schnitzel to my old pal.
Are you really going overseas?
Oh, yeah, Consuela. I ships out tonight for Sarah's Desert.
Consuela, it's a touching sight when the Legion leaves. The boat pulling out into the harbor and all the friends and relatives standing on the deck singing the official French song, Le Mayonnaise.
And if you want to, Consuela, you can come down to the ferry slip and blubber into the backwash.
Oh, Andy, it sounds like I'll never see you again.
That's right, Consuela. Nobody that joins the Legion ever comes back. Ain't that right, Kingfish?
Oh, yeah, the fact is that they're so sure of you getting knocked off, they send you into battle with a coffin strapped on your back.
Oh, that Foreign Legion is the toughest outfit in the world. If you live long enough to get a discharge, they shoot you as a coward.
The only way that you can save your life is to commit suicide.
Oh, this is very sad, Consuela, but it had to happen because you broke my poor heart.
But, Andy, I was just upset when you stood me up. I had no idea it would go this far. Andy, I forgive you. I really died. But it's too late now. You have to go on and join that old Legion.
Yeah, does I, Kingfish?
Well, then, as long as you're going to kiss and make up here, I think I might be able to call up the local branch of the Legion and get you off on the Cherchez la Femme Amendment with the French. The only thing that takes priority over fighting is smooching. Well, this is swell, Andy. You and Consuela is all made up and everything, huh?
Yeah, Amos, and the Kingfish here done it for me, too.
Yeah, boys, I may have finished the old year wrong, but at least I started the new one off right. Boys, I feel that I has turned over a new leaf.
Yeah, you really feels this way, do you, Kingfish?
Oh, yeah, I does, boys. From here on, I'm going to try to help my fellow man instead of taking advantage of him. You know, I got the spirit of the new year in my heart.
Yeah, well, Kingfish, I could use a little help right now.
What is the matter, Andy?
Well, I promised Consuela that take her to dinner in a nightclub, and all I got is $5.
All you got is $5, huh?
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, yeah. I was just thinking here, Kingfish, if you want to do a good deed, why don't you help Andy out with enough money to take his gal out tonight?
Well, I don't have no cash on me. That's the trouble. All my money's in the bank, and of course I could give you a check on it, I guess.
You could, Kingfish?
Yeah, Anna, that's what I'm going to do, too. I'm going to sit right down here and write you a check for $25.
Oh, yeah, that's swell, Kingfish. That's wonderful.
The only thing is, all I got in the bank is $25, and I didn't want to bring my wife, Sapphire, and her mama home a little box of candy or something, you know, for New Year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was just thinking here, Andy, as long as the Kingfish is giving you $25, why don't you just give him the $5 in cash so he can get some candy for the family?
Yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right. I'd be glad to do that, sure. Okay, here you is, Kingfish.
Well, thank you, son. Here's the check. And you know, I think this is wonderful, you boys helping each other like this. It's the real spirit of the new year.
Yeah, it sure is, Amos.
Yeah, well, seeing something like this kind of choked me up a little bit. Well, boys, I kind of choked up, too, and on account of after all these years, I finally see the light by, well, and it happens on New Year's, too. I wonder if you boys could just leave me alone here in the office. I just want to sit down here by myself for a while.
Oh, sure, Kingfish. We understand. So long, old pal.
Yeah, so long, Kingfish. You've done a wonderful thing. They both had a tear in their eye. But I tell you one more thing. There's going to be a lot more weeping and crying when they get out of the bank and find out that check I give them ain't no good. I know that.